This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My best friend, and I love you, and I love you, yes, I
do. All right, it's now 7 after the hour. It is time for the DJV experience. Say that again, Doug. DJV. D as in Doug. J as in Jennifer. And V as in Victoria. Do I have Jennifer? Can't do that for Doug, though, right? Doug-fer. Dougie. All right, so we have Monday to deal with, the 19th of December. It's Holy Week, and I am in Israel. The program, at least my a corner of it will come from this delightful country. I'm in the city of David. Jerusalem is my location today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Thursday, I'll be in Tel Aviv, and Uri Geller will co-host part of the program with me when I'm there. The great thing about coming here, especially at this time of year, that's not true. When I was here 5 years ago, it was the early part of December, and I remember then looking for signs of Christmas. And, of course, people say, what are you talking about, looking for the signs of Christmas? For God's sakes, it's Israel. They're all Jews here. There are, in this country, there are 8 to 9 million Jews. There are 4 to 5 million Arabs, and there are a couple of million Christians. And as a matter of fact, Jennifer, you'll appreciate, well, you both will appreciate it, and people listening will. There are hundreds and hundreds of Americans who live and work here. And to show you how inveigled American culture is, even here, where there are Americans who are American citizens who live and work here, there is a Republican club and organization here, and a Democratic Party club and organization here, and they are very active with hundreds of members. And when I found that out the other night, I decided I would invite one of the members. We're trying to get a hold of the heads of both of those committees, just for the heck of it, to go on the air. But who would have thought that here there would be, I mean, the import of America to the rest of the world. I always say you find, and that's one of the great things about traveling, you understand how important we are to the rest of the world when you go someplace else. You don't understand it, nor do you appreciate it when you're in America. And we also, in terms of leadership, you see how America leads or doesn't by looking at what's going on in the rest of the world. Earlier we were listening to Benjamin Netanyahu congratulate Donald Trump on his victory, and then make reference to Putin and the play that's going on in Syria, which is very close to here. I can throw a stone to the Jordanian border. Literally, I can walk out the studio. I'm in a beautiful broadcast studio, which is in the heart of Jerusalem. But I can walk out the door, and I can look across basically what is the street or to the hill on the other side, which is not, well, it is sort of part of Jerusalem, but it's the Arab side of Jerusalem. This city, until the 67 war, was divided by a fence. There are still fences up here, there, and everywhere. And I've been to some places over the last couple of days that I hadn't been to when I've been here before in my previous visits that are still walled off. And you get this feeling when you go. I know I wanted to bring Meredith with me, and she didn't want to go because she didn't think it was safe. I actually think, and I've said this before, this is probably the safest place to be in the world at this moment. Because of the attention, you'll see a picture, if it hasn't been posted already, I think it will be pretty quickly, Victoria. I know you're working hard to get some of these posted for me. Yesterday, we went down to the border of Israel and Jordan, that is the Jordan River. And when I walked onto the premises, there were a couple of Israeli soldiers there, both women, And you saw, Victoria, the picture, I don't know if you posted it or not yet, of me with the two Israeli soldiers.
I did. Now, they were young and hot, Doug.
Well, they were attractive. Yep, they were. They were quite the
and we
the stories.
Dudley to go over to Israel and get some hot soldiers to protect him.
So, and you see the guns they've got. I mean, these and the training that they have. She says the lady on the right, whose name I can't remember, with the black hair, went through training with the men. Now, they all are supposed to do the same thing, be able to do the same thing, and that's from handling weaponry to physical contact to all the things. They're all trained equally, and they all have equal status. She said, and I looked at her, and I said, is it always that way? She said, no, there are problems between the men and the women. There are jealousies that erupt. There are men who think that they're bigger and tougher and stronger than we are, and they always try to prove it. You know, that kind of stuff goes on everywhere, as we know. So anyway, the point here is, that I had my picture taken with them. Then I turn around 180 degrees and take a picture of where Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, literally 40 feet from where these soldiers are standing with their AK-47s. I turn around and you see, I think you posted that picture as well, Victoria. Did you not?
Yes, it's all going up right now. Yep.
Yeah, okay. So
that's
there's
an incredible picture. It's just to be able to stand there. I mean, I was in awe when I saw that. It's amazing.
Yeah. Where Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, and that the river there, the Jordan River is a small river anyway. It's only, if it's 100 feet wide there, that's a lot. And in the dry season, it goes down to about 40 feet wide, and you can actually walk down the steps into the river, stand where Jesus was baptized, and if you were welcome, you could walk over the other side and walk up on the Jordanian side. Unfortunately, there were soldiers over there with AK-47s as well, and they're not too welcoming to people who go down and try to do that. But they have, from their side, they have people who come down, you know, they want to, it's part of their history as well. But it's just, it's sort of amazing to have these, and I'll tell these experiences all week long because they're part of the sort of religious but yet political realities of this place. But where better to celebrate some of the things that happened during Christmas season, even though it really isn't Christmas season. Jesus was born the end of March, but it still is something that's in our mind and in our hearts. And so you'll see some pictures also that will be posted later on of I went into a Lutheran church, walking into the, so really just to sort of give you perspective, today I went to the city of David, which was the original settlement here 4,000 years ago, and then it became Jerusalem. And the beginning of the fights between the Arabs and the Jews. But keep in mind that the major religions all started about maybe a mile from where I'm sitting right now, in the city of what is the old city of Jerusalem. And today, the merchants, those of you who may have been fortunate enough to be there, the merchants all practice together. There's a Christian part of the merchant area. There's an Arab part of the merchant area. And there's a Jewish part of the merchant area. And they all function together. They all work together. Their fathers did before them, and their fathers before them, and their fathers before them. Every once in a while, there's a skirmish about some little territorial thing, and they'll get a little rough with each other. But for the most part, they all work and live and function together. And there are a lot of people who live in these areas of the old city of Jerusalem. And so we, you know, the bigger picture here today is what goes on in Syria and Aleppo and the Iranians who don't like the Jews. And so the reason I put that together in the context of being in the city of David, we walked into an archaeological dig that I didn't see when I was here. It wasn't going on when I was here 5 years ago. They go down into the old waterworks of the city. They dug up, you know, there's been city built on top of city because this has been, this particular plot of earth has been more fought over than any other piece of earth on the whole planet. There have been more wars, more fights, more people killed within a 4 mile radius of where I sit right now than any other place on the planet.
Wow. And are you feeling like your goosebumps? And I mean,
I do.
Feel that?
Oh, yeah. You can hear it in my voice, can't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the goosebumps from going down into the catacombs, into where they had their waterworks, and seeing what they archaeologically are finding, and then walking up, and we walked into the, it's literally across the street, to go into Old City of Jerusalem. and see how all these people are functioning today much better among themselves than they ever have. But yet,
we don't have the same kind of history here. And it's really weird when you can actually go to places like you were, or like where I was in the Czech Republic a year ago, and you feel where people have passed. And it is, it's amazing.
Well, I mean, you can get the feeling, I suppose, if you go to the battlefield of Gettysburg.
Yeah, and actually,
the Antietam, some of the places that are Civil War, which is the only war that's ever been fought on our territory, so we can't really understand. But, by the way, many of these wars we could describe as civil wars that were done here, but also the Ottoman Empire, the Turks came and overcame whoever the ruling parties were prior to that about 400 or 500, 600 years ago. And that's where there's a whole big thing in the Jerusalem Post today about the relationship that the Jews have with the Turkish Empire. And the then wars that were fought by the British who took this place over, by the Germans who took the place. I mean, it's amazing what has gone on here on this sacred piece of ground. And yeah, you do. You're right, Victoria. You get goosebumps. Or Jennifer, you said that, I think. I do have goosebumps being here. And I don't want it to overcome our visit with everybody this week, but a lot of things that you will hear are my experiences here. And on the practical side, sort of the, I don't know if it's the fun side or not, in coming here, I came on Swiss Air because the service that LL has that I always thought was great, their shrinking market share has been because they're not a well-run airline anymore, and a lot of people are choosing, because more and more people are coming over here all the time. The amount of tourism from China, my God, you would not believe the number of Chinese people. This morning I walked to the wall, the Western Weather Whaling Wall, and I'm telling you, the number of Chinese, where they fly out, there's a plane load of people that come now every day from Beijing. There's a direct flight once a day to Tel Aviv from Beijing. And there were tourists from Kenya. The Nairobi government, it's not Kenya. There was another group of people from, I'll think of it, whatever the other country was. But they send people on, the tourists come with government funding to come to this. This group of people can come once in their life to see what it's like in Israel. So the government funds them. And another African country, I don't remember it off the top of my head. But it's just the kind of stuff where people come to learn about their culture because it all started here. And it is just kind of amazing. And I was talking about LL, and the reason that I was is because I'm looking at the front page of the business section of the Jerusalem Post, and it's all about an order that LL just signed last week to buy new planes from Boeing. And isn't it interesting that on the same day that they announced their purchase of a bunch of planes from Boeing, that Iranian deal, remember I talked to you about this when we were doing the deal, sealing the deal with Iran? And remember that? And I said the reason we did it when we did it was because the Iranians need $18 billion worth of new planes. And last Wednesday, the signature on the documents for that transaction were signed both by the Iranians and by the people from Boeing. And so the government, our government, has allowed them to sell those planes because they had to wait and make sure that the deal worked. But this is on the same day that the Israelis order a bunch of new Boeing planes, the Iranian government orders a bunch of new Boeing planes. It's, the synchronicity here is so amazingly fabulous, and yet everybody wants to fight. It's just craziness. All right, food for thought anyway. 20 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas, like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes, and everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Christmas time. I don't necessarily associate CeeLo Green with Christmas music, but Heavenly Days.
They're really good.
Stranger things have happened. This is Merry Christmas, Baby, CeeLo Green and Rod Stewart. All right, you want to crack this up? Apparently, I can tell this story over the instrumental part of the tune. CeeLo come forward to confirm that he is fine after a video showing a cell phone exploding in his face was circulating over the weekend.
Did you so see was it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God. It's pretty convincing looking.
Really?
Samsung Galaxy's on the phone, then poof. Yeah.
Really?
Oh,
I wondered
if
it was a Samsung phone.
And yeah. He falls out of his chair. I mean, it's like it's a...
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So somebody's taking a video of him while this is going on.
It was like they had a camera in the studio that he was in. It looked like it was being filmed from up above.
Yeah.
And it just looked like surveillance footage, basically.
So he posted this as a Facebook Live update on Saturday, just like I'm going to have the Facebook, we'll in short order be doing a video on our Facebook page at DJV Show, but for facebook.com/DJV Show, we'll do a video of me being here in the studio. That'll run on the Facebook page. Anyway, he says on his Facebook page, just to let everybody know I'm alive, I'm well, and okay. Truthfully, I'm really upset that anybody had to be emotionally disturbed by what they saw today. So, again,
I wasn't,
the video
CeeLo. I laughed. I know that's terrible. But it was
actually,
exactly what I needed on Saturday.
Really? He goes on to say, what you saw today was a clip of what we were shooting for a new project called Gnarly Davidson. It's supposed to set up and introduce the new character's identity. He's going to release the music, but first and foremost, for everybody that loves me and cares about me, I just want to say that I'm okay. I just want to thank everybody for their love and support and concern. So, anyway, that's the CeeLo story for today. How many other people has that happened to, do you think? Had that same experience with those foolish Samsung phones? Oh, my God. Huh?
I just don't understand, if you're CeeLo, why you still have a Samsung. I mean, he's got enough money to upgrade his phone.
To an iPhone?
Right? Or is he making fun of, or was he making fun of Samsung? Was he using it for footage, you know, to to make a
maybe
point about it.
Part of it, yeah. All right, also in the music news today, the official story about why David Bowie wasn't cast in Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings has surfaced. In an interview, the director, casting director of Lord of the Rings, Amy Hubbard, said that Bowie was considered for the role of Gandalf, but the story was he couldn't commit because of his schedule, and that's why it went to Ian McKellen. McKellen, that's right. McKellen, thank you. She said, we approached Bowie. I'm pretty sure it was Peter Jackson's idea in the first few weeks that we got going. Was the one that he'd always wondered about, but Bowie was too busy. Earlier this year, a lot of rumors surfaced that Bowie had been considered for the part after Dominic Monaghan, who played Hobbit Mary in the trilogy. See, I don't know this trilogy, so all this stuff is yunkadabunga to me. So what do I need to sound more credible here? You have both of you seen Lord of the Rings?
I slept through one once.
Really?
I've seen bits and pieces of them. I mean, that's not really my thing, but
no,
the fact that everyone, I mean, Gandalf is as big as Dumbledore, you know, in the wizarding world. So
to have
David Bowie be potentially Gandalf that would have changed the entire franchise.
I would have thought it would have changed the mood of it somewhat, wouldn't you? Of that film?
It may have.
McKellen is different in so many ways, including age.
Yes, true.
Right, yeah. All right, anyway, that's another great story. A little gossip is good in the morning, right? 28 minutes after the hour on the DJV Experience.
A whale of a tale. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Orcas are free to roam over the entire world to hunt, mate, and otherwise live. But much like humans, orcas tend to stay in the areas where they grew up, hunt the way their particular local clan hunts, and mate with others from their territory. Orcas, like humans, develop what appear to be cultural trends that translate into distinct genomes, mirroring their cultural niches. Scientists are now observing and documenting how the environment and behavioral patterns of orcas are influencing the genetics of their species. Sound familiar? That's because your environment and behavioral patterns are physically shaping you as well. For ways to shape your mind in the best possible way, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Krebel.
Many of us see America as the land of opportunity. But if you teach at the University of California, you'd better not say so. It's one of a number of prohibited phrases now. Ordinary thoughts such as, everyone can succeed if they work hard enough, are now called microaggressions, considered examples of subconscious racism. So, in the hiring process, deans are not allowed to ask normal questions like, where are you from? Or worse yet, to say, the most qualified person should get the job. University officials should look through the lens of liberty and remember that freedom of thought, opinion, and expression is a bedrock principle of American society. Is someone's twisted view of political correctness more important than preserving our freedom?
Go to Lens.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Now 34 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. She was surprised when she said, "Hello, are you there?"
And you said, "Yep."
And I said, "Yep, I'm here."
And then I said, your internet's way better in Israel than in Florida.
Yeah. It really is. This is the one of the technological capitals of the world. Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, Israel, one of the fourth largest contributors. You know, they don't have resources over here. So the resource is their people, and that's why they've developed such a huge economy, because they are very good when it comes to technology. So I never really was worried. I knew I'd have a good, strong internet connection. But when I was at Meredith's house, what was it, Friday, Meredith's house in Palm Beach County, the connection was terrible. So it's just pretty amazing. One of the things I find amazing is to look around and see who is doing what from our talk radio club. Monica Crowley apparently is going to join the Trump administration, and there's a lot of speculation about Laura Ingraham as well. Both of them syndicated. Laura is probably better known, I think. Monica is known for her business with Fox, right? Not necessarily, it's not particularly good talk host. Did I just say that? Yeah, she's not.
She was. I mean, she had a talk radio show for years.
Yeah, but I don't think it was much
before
good.
She took the gig at Fox, or maybe she lost her show and took the gig at Fox. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. You know, no, people know never, who she is.
Right. Yeah, I think they do. So she's now going to work under General Flynn as the senior press advisor at the Pentagon. I think, isn't that what Flynn's doing?
Uh-huh.
I believe that's what she's going to be doing. Strategic Communication Director for the National Security Council. That's
basically, she'll be doing tons of footwork, and Michael Flynn will be taking lots of credit.
All the credit, right. And that always it. The boss
that's
gets the credit. Okay, what are we thinking about John McCain's call, along with some other prominent Republicans and Democrats, for a very thorough investigation of the situation with the hack, the Democrats, the Republicans, who really should be president? Did they juice it up? Was it their fault that all that business came? The Russian hacking exposed all of those things from Hillary Clinton. Many people think that cost her the election. So what are we thinking? McCain's been all over the place this weekend, focusing on the Russian hacking, as well as, I guess, the Chinese seized a drone, an underwater drone. And so there's a lot of hot stuff going on here. One of the things he did say that I agree with is that it just shows how bad our leadership is, the fact that we don't seem to have any. And I will tell you, the people over here in Israel say the same thing. There's no love lost on Obama over here.
In fact, Bibi's been talking, Bibi Netanyahu's been talking a lot about how he's excited for the regime change, if you will, in January.
Right. Yeah,
he feels like it's going to be more favorable for Israel.
And the witness to that is another headline in the Jerusalem Post this morning, Jennifer. Trump's choice as Israel envoy.
They love quote, this guy.
Jerusalem is the capital. David Friedman is his name. And he's been raked over the coals this weekend by some people who don't like him because he, they say, incites terrorism. This is a one-way, this guy is kind of a one-way pick. And a lot of the folks in the diplomatic corps don't like it because he's not one of them and doesn't seem to be too interested in that side of what has to be done. So this is a story, this is a play that will act itself out. But, you know, there are, we sort of are coagulating three or four stories at once here. The essence of what's going on in Israel is very supportive toward Trump and his election. And the fact that Netanyahu and Putin are sort of getting along, there's a lot of conversation between the two of them, bringing them together for some who want to fight. And I don't know, I mean, I don't like Putin. I don't like anything he stands for. He's a thug. He's a little weeny guy with the big ego, but yet he's been able to create the ambiance around him and create enough mayhem in the world because the Russians seem to have at least as much strength, or some people think. I've talked to a lot of Israelis as I got here. They think that Putin is tougher than Obama and that the Russians may be tougher than the Americans when it comes down to push versus shove. Now, that's today, and that's, you know, I mean, it's just talk, but yet it's how people feel. I think that's
the shift that a lot of people feel, that we have become sort of an apologist, and that Putin's been able to get control of kind of the world climate over the Americans, how the Americans used to have control. That's now Putin. And to some extent, I think it's not too far off base to think that. I mean, I think that Donald Trump is kind of like cozying up to Vladimir Putin because I think he admires his strength. But number two, I think he thinks he can go with Putin to fight ISIS. I just hope Donald Trump's thinking this through, because sometimes when you make these deals to fight people, you get stabbed in the back yourself. The Russians are no joke. I mean, look, it's not the Russians. Vladimir Putin is no joke. I mean, you can see what's going on in Aleppo, and those are Vladimir Putin's fingerprints all over the people that are being killed there. I mean, just murdered and executed. I mean, that's part of what Putin's endorsing. And so you have to be careful when you're dealing with that guy. In this respect, I think John McCain's right when he says we need to investigate. I mean, you know, I don't think it changed.
Happened.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it changed the impact of the election necessarily, but you have to investigate. You have to.
Yeah. All right, Victoria, your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, this is something, regardless if it was Mexico or Canada, if any other foreign country had an influence in any way, shape, or form over our election, or even had access to things that they should not have access to, it needs to be investigated. This is not a partisan issue. This is just a national security issue.
Right. Meanwhile, was there her? Isn't it, again? I talk about how amazingly adept people are over here and around the rest of the world of knowing what's going on in America, the various things that you see. Like yesterday afternoon, when I have three people that are nice enough to be escorting me around here. And Javier is the chief cook and bottle washer of this group. And he and I were out yesterday afternoon, and he looked at his iPhone, and he saw a breaking news. Sylvester Stallone somehow or other connected, is going to be the director of some agency. Was that just foolishness, or was that true?
That's real. It's the endowment of the arts.
Yeah, okay. So it's not a big job,
right,
but it's a job, and it's interesting that he would put Stallone in that position. Meanwhile, I think SNL went after Trump and Putin together, did they not, last Saturday night? Anybody see that?
I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
Watch.
What'd you hear?
I heard that Trump was tweeting about it again.
what did he say?
I don't know. I wish he would just stop watching SNL. I mean, it's a stupid TV show, you know. He's got bigger fish to fry.
You would think. All right, let's check the sports news at 41 past the hour. University of Minnesota football boycott has ended, but there are still 10 players suspended. Why is that if they have these are the players that were the sexual assaulters? I'm trying to figure out how these pieces fit together.
Yeah, well, those 10 players were involved in a sexual assault case. There are no criminal charges being placed on them at this moment.
This is the one that happened. His school began in September, right? This is the event that I think we talked about this before.
Maybe, yeah. There's so many, I hate to say that, but I don't remember which school did what. But the coach, so the rest of the team, they're heading to one of the bowl games, and the rest of the team said, well, if our 10 players are still going to be banned from playing, then we're all going to boycott. And so the coach said, well, you can do whatever you want. And I admire the coach for saying this. He said, you can do whatever you want, but they're still suspended, and we're still going to a bowl game. So, you know, you can be there or not. And so the boycott ended after 2 days. So they all decided they're going to go to the whichever bowl they're in.
No big deal. You
they
know,
go to the toilet bowl.
Yeah, they should. That's where they belong.
One of the big football over here, when I was being driven from the city of David over to where the studio is, we're by their big football stadium that's here in Jerusalem, and they're talking about how wonderful it is. I said, you guys don't even know what football is. And they all turn around and look at me like I was a heretic or something. What do you mean? Because here, football is soccer. For us, soccer is soccer. For them, soccer is football.
Way to go, America. Be the only country that needs to change the name that the entire world knows something by. That's so quintessential America.
One of the things they were talking about was that the NFL comes over. They have played some games over here, apparently. And in the next couple of weeks, 10 or 12 really big NFL football players are coming to visit Israel for a week or so.
It's not a week.
It's as soon as the Super Bowl is over. So it's that second week of February, I think. There's a boatload of NFL players that are coming over here to look around and to visit. And that just kind of be an attraction. It's really, I think it's great because all of the players, I believe, are Christians. I've had the list and I don't know them anyway. They're all big players. I just don't know them. But the reach out is kind of interesting from here to America and its influence and having other people see. The last time I came over here, I came over with a group of actors. I'm by myself this time. First time I came over, I came with a group of talk hosts. I'm trying to remember the second time I came over with a group called Americans for Israel. It was a group, you know, similar to that. And that's because
the last time you were there was with Greg Grunberg, I think, right?
Yeah, Grunberg and Marianne Reiskamp, which was, do you believe it? 5 years ago.
I don't believe that, actually.
It's five years since we came over here. It really is nuts. 44 past the hour with DJV.
This report is brought to you by the American Immigration Lawyers Association, AILA. During the campaign, Donald Trump called for changes to immigration policy that, if implemented, will be starkly different from President Obama's. Now that he is president-elect, there is a lot of fear and misinformation among immigrants and their families as to what impact the election will have. William Stock, President, American Immigration Lawyers Association, AILA.
While there are a lot of things a president can do on immigration, the Trump administration will not be enacting any policy changes in a vacuum.
Immigrants, communities, and the public will need to help ensure that any policy changes not only reflect our values as a nation, but also respect our country's principles of due process and fairness, and the important role that immigration has played in building our great nation.
For 70 years, AILA has advocated for fair and reasonable immigration law. AILA is urging the immigrant community to arm themselves with the facts they need to understand their legal rights. For more information, visit AILA.org.
The holidays can get a little competitive. Whose house is covered in the most decorative lights? Whose sweater is the most festive? Whose gingerbread house is eaten the fastest? Whose gift is most thoughtful? Well, there's one part of the holidays that's not a competition, and that's who brings you those gifts. Because at the United States Postal Service, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. That's right, anyone, even you-know-who. Ho, ho, ho! The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
It's holiday crunch time, and Burlington's got you covered for all your last-minute gifting. Save big on the season's most asked-for gifts, like wireless audio and tech for the gadget lover, sweaters, watches, and jewelry for the trendsetter, tons of toys for the kids, plus a wide range of gift baskets pre-wrapped for easy gifting. The name brands you love at up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Get more holiday for less at Burlington. Gifts for everyone.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-5020. That's 800-616-5020. 800-616-5020.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 48 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan. So, Mr. Obama said yesterday, I suspect Trump's definition of political correctness is different than mine. Under what circumstance might that have...
I suspect that's true. I'm no suspecter, but I suspect that's true.
But there doesn't seem to be... Now, the other side of it, we can take our shots about, you know, from the point of view of Obama not being that strong a leader. But it does seem like they're trying to do this, even though there are people underneath them kind of taking shots at each other's work. I sense that Obama, is this just because they want to put a good face on it? Or do you really think that Obama and Trump are going to get along and this is going to be an okay transition?
I think it has been already.
Yeah,
I think it's been really good.
Yeah.
It sounds like they don't have any conflict. I mean, they disagree. Both of them are open about that. But it doesn't seem like they've had any issue together.
Yeah.
And on the issue with the Russians, I mean, Obama has mostly had Josh Earnest sort of do his negative talking for him. So Trump has hit Josh Earnest, but he is not. I mean, they haven't been throwing punches at each other, which is good.
No, I mean, that's not going to accomplish anything anyway.
Right. And I think one of the things that Obama said in his final press conference, I think on Friday, I watched that, he said he told President-elect Trump that to have his team in place before he starts calling the rest of the world leaders. I think that's good advice.
Oh, good. Yeah, it is good advice. Okay, so that's fine. We have 50 minutes past the hour, 10 before the new hour here with DJV.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there? Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be.
Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Now 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Victoria becomes the seat of knowledge when it comes to a lot of technology. And one of the things, the what did I see? Uber. Somebody shot up an Uber driver. What the heck did I see?
Oh, boy.
Something. An Uber driver shot a robber on a road in Florida over the weekend, thwarting a robbery attempt. I'm seeing something else. Uber is trying to...
I didn't know Uber allowed guns in the car.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Wow.
I'd imagine it's probably just state laws, right?
Look into. Yeah, right. There's an app called Group Muse that will affect those using Uber somewhat. And will... I saw this. I thought, well, maybe this is phishing. No, it's fubbing. I've never heard of fubbing before. But apparently fubbing is messing up some relationships, so we'll find out. We'll get to the bottom of that as well. Holidays are upon us. Christmas is nearly here. Last-minute shoppers this week need a lot of quick solutions. You need to be ready for Christmas. No IOUs. Andy Solomon is here with us now with more on the easiest ways to pack and ship your gifting to ensure that it all arrives on time for this season.
Last-minute holiday shopping for your family and friends can be stressful, especially when tasked with how to get your gifts delivered on time. Staples' Christine Mallon.
Yes, those to-do lists are long during the holidays. Once shopping is done and gifts are wrapped, finding an easy and budget-friendly way to ship those gifts is a challenge. Well, Staples is the solution. Staples offers shipping services. And here's a tip. Staples is open 7 days a week and open late, which means you can drop off your packages on your time, easy in and out. As long as you ship by December 23rd, you can expect direct delivery by the 24th. And to stay on budget, Staples has a special offer now through December 23rd. When you use UPS shipping services at any Staples store, you can save 10% on those services.
According to Malin, even packaging and returning gifts can be stress-free.
Yes, you know, we often forget about the time it takes to return those gifts that aren't quite right. You can get everything you need to pack up your returns, plus you can drop off your package at Staples to have them shipped. Again, Staples makes it easy. Open 7 days a week and always a great value.
For more information, go to staples.com.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
All right, let's get to fubbing. Who's in charge of fubbing here, Victoria? Would that be you or Jennifer? Do you want to be a fubber?
We fub together. We're co-fubbers.
You're really co-fubbers. All right.
Well, all right, Doug, Victoria, you can be you may not, a fubber. You may not be familiar with the term itself of fubbing, but you have been fubbed.
Yes.
You have told your girlfriend Meredith to put her phone down because she wasn't paying attention to you, so you were fubbed. It is a combination of phone and snub, and it's called fubbing. So when you've been phone snubbed.
I don't know that I was so worried. I don't know if I was worried about her not paying attention to me. I just think that before I got the iPhone, and now she's happy to remind me that's what I used to say, it seemed like we get addicted to these things.
It's true.
And it wasn't because she was avoiding or ignoring me. It was just. I tend not to be. Well, she might disagree. Look, mommy.
We know the divorce rate in this country hovers around 40%. And according to a new survey by the National Opinion Research Center, 60% of people in relationships say they're not very satisfied. And now, of course, we know money problems, bad sex, and children are the three biggest sources of stress in relationships in America. And now there's a new one, the smartphone. This is actually now registering as severe as the main three problems. The typical American checks his or her smartphone once every 6.5 minutes. That's 150 times a day. And so in one study, in this new study, 70% of participants said that fubbing or phone snubbing hurt their ability to interact with their romantic partner. So
I've often been, you know, when I'm waxing poetic, I often think about how this country has become just a whole nation of ADD people. And it's all because of this stupid phone. Like, I cannot focus without having my phone nearby. Yeah. I mean, for myself here. We're a mess.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, let's calm down here. There's an app called Group Muse, which can let you ditch your DJ. The Group Muse, apparently, these people like Uber, except it's a classical music twist.
It's not Uber at all. They call it the Uber for classical music.
Uber for classical music.
It's basically on-demand classical musicians that come to your house, and you start your own Group Muse party. So it's a really cool free app, yeah.
Uber for the classical music set. And you have to bring your own booze, though.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.